Today is the day the Denver Broncos will hold their first training camp practice at the UC Health Training Center. And we're going to hear from Broncos head coach Vic Fangio, general manager George Payton, and CEO Joe Ellis as the Broncos, after 2021, the transition of ownership will occur. We break it down, we react, we talk about the storylines all on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network, your team every day. From the South Stands to the end zone, I'm your host as always, Cody Rourke, Director of Video Content at Pro Football Network and Broncos Analyst for the Locked On NFL Network and 9 News. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Follow and like our social media feed at Locked On Broncos on all social media platforms. And make sure you hit that subscribe button right now if you haven't done so already on the YouTube channel, or follow on your favorite audio podcasting platform. Locked On Broncos is available every single place that you can get podcasts at your convenience, daily bite-sized on the go. But ladies and gentlemen, the Broncos, they are back on the practice field here today. They concluded practice this morning at the UCL Training Center. Tomorrow's episode will recap day one of Broncos camp. But before Broncos camp even began yesterday at the UCL Training Center, the Broncos held their annual media barbecue get-together, where you're going to hear from George Payton, Vic Fangio, and Joe Ellis, and a couple of players before practice begins the next day. So we heard yesterday from Vic Fangio, we heard from George Payton, we heard from Joe Ellis. There was a lot to take in, so we're going to spend today's episode of the show reacting to some of the most intriguing pieces of their press conferences, what they talked about, the information that they get. So let's start off things with George Payton's press conference. And the reality of the situation is, a general manager, when he was introduced as the new guy for the Broncos this upcoming season, his goal as a GM is to help get the Broncos back to a winning position. And the moves that the Broncos have made this offseason indicate that's the direction that he would like to bring the team. Now, it remains to be seen, because the Broncos have yet to play a single down of NFL football in a regular season game. That's going to start. The first real evaluation factor for George Payton as a GM, his first step will begin against the New York Giants on September 12th, 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff. We'll have coverage here, Locked On Broncos, with a post-game report reaction leading up to that. But until then, everything right now is based on what he's done with the personnel department, the coaching staff, putting players in a position to be successful, or giving the Broncos coaches exactly what they need in order to succeed this upcoming season. The results will bear itself. You have to execute on the field from the offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, special teams. But collectively, there's collaboration amongst the entire coaching staff, with the personnel side, with the administrative part of it, with the Broncos, with George Payton, with Kelly Klein. One thing that George Payton had said yesterday is that we expect to win football games. That's the goal, right? I think for every NFL team, there's 32 of them, the expectation is to win games. Now, the reality is not going to be that for many teams. Could it be different for the Broncos here in 2021? Could they be a winning football team? I think that on paper, they have the roster that could equate to a winning football team, but you have to see how things play out. You have to see week one to week two, week two to week three. Everybody gets so caught up in predicting wins and losses based on what the schedule permits for each team that they lose focus on the actual grind, the process of getting there. What I would like to see from the Broncos right now till week one, and then when they get to week one, is the process of building more team chemistry, cohesion as a unit on the offense and defensive side of the ball. Coaches being able to grow a little bit. You're going to be tested. You're going to have adversity thrown your way in training camp, in the NFL preseason, and also before your first regular season game. The Broncos will deal with adversity. In season, they're going to deal with it as well. So for me, it's about growth from a week-to-week basis. And you're going to get a lot of my analysis based on what's happening on a week-to-week basis. I don't like to look too far ahead, because when you do that, you lose track of what's now, what's present, what's right in front of you. Same thing with George Payton based on his answers. Of course, he's not going to open up his press conference by saying, we expect to maybe be somewhere in a position to compete for the division. We want to win games. You're going to hear those things, but you're not going to hear, I don't expect us to do too much this season. You're never going to hear that, even from a team that might go winless. I mean, even the Houston Texans right now, who many sports books think that they're going to go winless, you're never going to hear them say, hey, we're going to embrace losing this season. We're going to get the number one draft pick. Everybody's going to come out to start the season at 0-0, folks. Everybody is at that record right now. They're going to come out, they're going to compete, and they're going to try to do whatever they can to win games. That's how organizations operate. No organization really operates on the mantra of we're going to do whatever we can to lose games. You hear that talk. You hear the talk of tanking, not in the Broncos vernacular at this point in time. So George Payton said that, yes, we do expect to win games this season. The Broncos have made some moves to help align that with the additions of Patrick Surtain in the NFL draft, bolstering a really good draft class on paper, free agency signings to help bolster the Broncos secondary, bringing key guys back like Justin Simmons, Von Miller, Shelby Harris. Those moves will equate to helping the Broncos hopefully be in a position where they can win games. Now, another thing he touched on, he said it does no good talking about it. He says we can talk about it all year long, all offseason long, every single week that we want to win football games. But the reality is we have to get our guys on the football field. We have to get them ready to compete. And that's exactly what I think George Payton is doing. That's what he's encompassing at the front office administrative side of things. And hopefully that mindset trickles down to the coaching, trickles down to the players, which, I mean, based on what we've heard, it makes sense that it is coming across that way. But the reality is we have no idea what to expect from this Broncos football team until they're out there playing against another team that is not in the colors of orange and blue. So a lot of great points there from George Payton. One thing he also said, too, is that Vic will make the decision as to who the Broncos starting quarterback will be in 2021. It's not going to come down to George Payton, though I do believe that Payton will have a little bit of influence. He'll have his own opinion, but he says that he is leaving it up for Vic to decide who will get the week one start for the Broncos against the New York Giants to kick off the 2021 NFL season. And on another side note too, the Broncos have made another roster move. They've signed safety Tedrick Thompson as some cap depth as Jamar Johnson, one of the Broncos rookie safeties that they had drafted in this year's NFL draft, was placed on the COVID reserve list. Not sure what it was, whether he came into contact with somebody, but he will miss 10 days as that whole process has to play out. Same thing with Kerry Vincent Jr., who also was placed on the COVID reserve list. The Broncos, they have to monitor that. So Tedrick Thompson coming in as safety depth. Not sure where he's going to fit into the Fricks as a former fourth round selection, but another opportunity to shine in camp. Can he pick up Vic's defense quickly? It's tough. It'll be a tough task for him, but more than likely the addition of Thompson will be a camp body status ahead of the 2021 NFL season, all throughout training camp and the preseason. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to reflect on what Vic Fangio had to say, our key takeaways from Vic's presser a day before the Broncos will be on their first official practice at the UCL Training Center, which kicks off here this morning. But before we do that, folks, I have to tell you about the sponsor of today's episode of the show. That's our good friends over there, BetOnline.ag. And BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. The NFL season is fast approaching, and you don't want to miss out at BetOnline. You get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs for this upcoming season for the NFL, NHL, MLB, NBA, and all of your UFC and MMA action all in one place. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your opportunity to get into the game as the NFL season gets to kick off with a full-on 17-game regular season. And I want you to head to the website or use your mobile device right now to go sign up at betonline.ag. And when you sign up today, use promo code LOCKEDON and you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Broncos head coach Vic Fangio met with the media yesterday at the annual media barbecue to kick off the 2021 NFL season, the training camp grind. Players reported to the team facility yesterday as they get ready to enter into the team's hotel. They're saying goodbye to their families for a little bit of time as this is grind mode. And this is always one of the hardest parts about training camp when I talk to players. Being away from their family for a little bit of time, it's an acclimation period for them for several weeks as they go through the NFL preseason and ultimately making the NFL roster. Now, one reason a lot of teams transition to a team hotel for training camp is to eliminate any potential outside distractions. The players from the day one of practice, which begins today, they will have a set schedule as to what they're able to do from the time that they wake up. They'll have a little bit of a time to after practice at some point, an hour or two window, to do whatever they want, to maybe leave, but they do have a curfew that they must maintain. This is something you see in every NFL team, so it's not just specific to the Broncos, but this is something that many NFL players dread because, yes, you would like to be at home in your own bed with your own shower, with your family, with your wife, with your kids, whatever it may be, but you don't get that luxury here. So you're going to see a lot of players, I'm sure, that they packed up their Xboxes, their PlayStations, and they're going to be comfortable in the team hotel playing Warzone. I already know Shelby Harris, Mike Purcell, Draymond Jones, these guys are going to be playing Warzone like crazy at the team hotel. So I'm not too worried about them. But For an organization, it eliminates all potential outside distractions during one of the most critical times of the season. Before it even all begins, you want to avoid those distractions. That's what a team hotel does, and the schedules are set in place. But Vic Fangio met with the media yesterday, and he had several interesting talking points I want to touch on today's episode, Locked On Broncos. First things first, there's no ambiguity as to who is going to get the first snap at quarterback here today. That is Drew Lock. He'll get the first snap under center for the Broncos, according to Vic Fangio. And one of the things that Vic mentioned is that Drew's been here longer. He knows the system, and there's a little bit of a seniority process as to his time with the Broncos in comparison to Teddy Bridgewater. Now, I think that you're going to see it change from time to time. Drew may get the first snap here today. Tomorrow, Teddy may get the first snap. It doesn't matter because the reps will be divvied out the same. And there was a conversation, I think, amongst many Broncos fans that if you're splitting up reps, if you're going 50-50, one guy's losing valuable reps. Well, when you don't know who the starter is, you have to determine those based on reps. Now, one thing that Vic did mention in practice, none of these quarterbacks, they're not going to get hit. So you're missing an ingredient in practice as to how you evaluate things because quarterbacks aren't getting hit. You're going to get that first test in the NFL preseason, which the Broncos will open up against the Minnesota Vikings on the road, then the road game against the Seattle Seahawks, and then home game against the LA Rams. We'll talk about the process and maybe how the quarterback position may play out through the three preseason games, according to Vic. But right now, the plan is for Drew to get the first snap here today. So while I will say that I'm excited that practice is back, but Broncos country, please let's not get to the point, and I promise you I will not do this as well. Let's not overreact when a quarterback is documented to be throwing an interception in practice. Let's not overreact to that. Let's evaluate in preseason competition against other teams rather than the in-house. And the Broncos said, look, they don't want to force the quarterback competition to have an answer to have the starter right away. They want it to happen organically. So they're not going to force it. They're going to allow the process to play out between both Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater, who will be the only two quarterbacks alongside Brett Rippon who will be on the roster. That's not going to change. There's nobody from the outside coming in here in 2021 as it stands here today, as it stands as the Broncos go throughout the preseason. It will be Drew or Teddy week one against the New York Giants. Now, one thing that Vic touched on, and I've said this several times here on this podcast, since Vic has become the head coach, he's rotated different personnel groupings in with the first team, right? So while you may see the first team offensive line, first team quarterback, as it stands right now with whatever reps come today, you may see guys who may normally rotate within the third string or the fourth string unit rotating in with the first team just based on wide receiver groupings in general. So for example, you may have the first team offensive line in, you may have Drew Lock, you may have Melvin Gordon or whoever it may be starting there in terms of that position group right there with the first team O. But then you may see guys coming in. Maybe you might see Seth Williams rotating in with that first offensive line group as a wide receiver. The Broncos plan on mixing and matching a lot of their different personnel. And there's no strategy to this that gives off any indication that if Seth Williams gets a rep with the Broncos first team offensive line and you have Drew Lock or Teddy at quarterback, that he's going to be a first team wide receiver. It's just part of the rotation. They're getting guys reps. They want to see how guys can do against better competition. And really for coaches, if you're throwing in a guy like Seth Williams out there at the wide receiver position, and let's say it's against the first team defense, defense is a lot easier to mix and match and rotate guys in. But the reality is you're going to see how that player responds to really good competition early. And that's what the Broncos plan to do with a lot of young guys that are in a position to maybe step up. So don't read too much into who's with who. It's just part of the rotation. It's part of the process. You will also see that on the defensive side of the ball. But for the offensive side, it is definitely impacted by the ongoing quarterback competition. So that does change things, as Vic had mentioned in his presser yesterday. One thing he was asked about was Courtland Sutton, the Broncos wide receiver who tore his ACL in week two against the Pittsburgh Steelers in a 2020 NFL season. He is pretty much 100%. He is close to being fully there, but Vic said that they are going to manage him. They know that he is fully ready, but they are going to ease him into certain things like team periods, 7-on-7, 11-on-11 periods. I imagine when the Broncos hold joint practices with the Minnesota Vikings leading up to their August 14th preseason game, I don't think that we're going to see Courtland Sutton too much. I don't believe we're going to see Courtland Sutton play in that first preseason game. He may get a couple reps in maybe the second or the third game, but the expectation right now, the Broncos aren't in a position to rush him back. They don't want to. He's fine. He's ready to go, but you don't want to put any unnecessary risk out there as it comes to a guy who's in a contract year, by the way, coming off of a major injury from last season. The Broncos, they will manage the reps that Courtland Sutton has so far this offseason throughout training camp, the preseason, and then he's expected to be full go for the NFL regular season week one against the Giants. And Vic had also touched on the quarterback competition, again, kind of reiterating what George Payton had said, they're going to let the process play out. Now, it may take three games for the Broncos to ultimately decide who the starting quarterback will be. Vic even joked around a little bit and said that they may even keep us waiting all the way through week one before the game even happens. If the competition is really close, it's too close to call. It may lead us up into that week one matchup against the Giants with some ambiguity there. But he said that the hope and the expectation is that you can see a good sample size with Drew getting ample time with a great wide receiver group, great offensive line. And the same thing for Teddy Bridgewater, mixing and matching him with that same personnel. Because he said you're going to get different looks when you mix a guy in with maybe a second or a third offensive line. He used an analogy about an NFL team that had put out a quarterback that they had drafted in round one. Not his team, but a team around the NFL who drafted a first-round quarterback. Threw him out there with the third string unit, and he got absolutely demolished by the opposing pass rush because you had a lot of those fringe roster guys there on the offensive line. You don't want to put your quarterback in that situation. So both Drew and Teddy will get ample time with the first string offensive line and that unit as is in preseason game number one and preseason game number two. And then if the competition is still really close in preseason game three, they may have a first half, second half dilemma, but Vic said right now they have no idea as to how things are going to play out because they want it to happen organically. They do not want to force the quarterback competition, and rightfully so. That is the best move for the organization at this point in time. Another element to watch is that right tackle competition between Bobby Massey, Cam Fleming, Calvin Anderson, and Quinn Bailey. Vic Fangio said, hey, don't sleep on Calvin Anderson. He's not a guy to sleep on, but Bobby Massey right now entering camp, he's fully healthy. He had that pec strain in mandatory minicamp. He is ready to go for camp here today, and hopefully he can stay healthy. Cam Fleming is also another option, but it was interesting to note that Vic had thrown out there, don't sleep on Calvin Anderson. We've been hearing that all offseason. I wonder who you've heard that from. You've heard it from myself. You've heard it from Garrett Bowles. You've also heard it from Calvin himself, but he's one of those wild card players that I do think is expected to win that right tackle competition. It's his job to lose inside for the Broncos here in the preseason. So we're keeping an eye on that situation and that competition very in depth here. And the last thing I'll touch on here before we get into what Joe Ellis had to say was that Vic had touched base with several NFL coaches to see what they were planning on doing for these three preseason games. It's not like a normal preseason where you get four games. The NFL and part of the new CBA, they negotiated to three games. So how do you evaluate when you have a quarterback competition between two guys? How do you determine how many games you go? And that's where he really threw in that analogy about maybe adding it up until week one kickoff. He may really play with us like that and have some fun with it. But internally, the Broncos are evaluating every option as it pertains to both quarterbacks on this football team. We will get three preseason games of Broncos football. You might see a little bit of a different approach with the defensive side of the ball regarding how much they play in that third preseason game. But he did mention that you have to treat it like the old preseason where you do get that third game where you do use it as a dress rehearsal. And then after that, you have a bye week and then you have kickoff leading up to the NFL regular season. So that's how it may shape out for the Denver Broncos, specifically as they start to transition to some of the roster cuts. That third preseason game will be very critical because in between that, you have to go from 80 to 53. So we'll see what the Broncos decide to do. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to hear from Joe Ellis, who touched on the Broncos' future as it pertains to maybe a transition of ownership after the 2021 NFL season. I'll share my thoughts. I'll share what Joe Ellis had to say, and we'll talk about how it impacts the Broncos both in the short, intermediate, and the long term coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, folks, I have to tell you about the other sponsor of today's episode of the show. That's our good friends over there at Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar out there on the market. They have nine amazing, delicious flavors, including the occasional limited time flavor. My personal favorite is the double chocolate and the salted caramel. They also have added cookies and cream. They have cherry, orange, and they also have mint brownie. They have a flavor for everybody. Not to mention, Built Bars, they're covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and they're easy to chew. And not to mention, outside of them being the best tasting protein bar, they're also the healthiest protein bar that is out there for you today. The macros contain 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, and only 4 grams of sugar. You need to get your hands on a box of Built Bar today by going to built.com. And when you check out, use promo code LOCKED15. You know what that's going to do for you? That's going to get you 15% off your next order. Once again, promo code LOCKED15 is going to get you 15% off your next order at built.com. Jumping into the fourth quarter action of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, you get this podcast every single day, all year long on your favorite audio podcasting platforms, not to mention in video format on YouTube. It would mean the world to me if you would hit that subscribe button or the follow button on your favorite audio podcasting platform and on YouTube so you don't have to miss out on daily Broncos news, analysis, and coverage all year long. But jumping into our main topic of discussion here, as the Broncos report to training camp here today, just a reminder, tomorrow's episode of the show, we will recap day one of Broncos camp. Everything that happened today, we'll recap on tomorrow's episode of the show. So that's something for you to look forward to. But Joe Ellis met with the media at the annual media barbecue back on Tuesday. And there was a lot of interesting talking points. Now, obviously, he couldn't comment too much on the ongoing stuff, the lawsuit that had happened that was dismissed between the Bolin family versus the trust. And now there's a little bit more clarity as to the future of the Broncos organization. We knew at the end of last offseason when Joe Ellis met with the media, he said that soon after he would be transitioning out of the Broncos organization as the team's CEO. Now, with the NFL's new rule in place that each NFL team must have a representation of NFL ownership or they could be fined, that's going to begin in the next 2 years. The Broncos transition, the fast track towards having an owner, has now been expedited a little bit, and it's starting off too. Joe Ellis had said, at the end of the 2021 NFL season, in February when the offseason officially begins, he said that the Broncos, there will be a plan in place, there will be a layout as to the next transition of ownership for the team. So going into the 2022 NFL season, it's very possible that the Broncos may have a new owner. Now, I do want to provide some clarity here. Joe Ellis did state that the Broncos, they are not for sale, contrary to some of the people that may be available to purchase the team, that the team is not up for sale and that the transition of ownership will begin. If he's going to transition out as CEO, I have some big questions as to maybe what could potentially lie for the Broncos coming up here. Brittany Bowling could be in line to become the next controlling owner for the Broncos organization. She is the most qualified of all of the Bowling children, and she has done everything necessary. She also has an administrative role with the team as we speak. She's done a very, very good job as part of the strategic initiatives team as to getting things and processes in place in terms of helping the Broncos become more aware, creating those educational pieces for Broncos players regarding vaccinations and other community outreaches. She's built some really strong relationships within the state of Colorado, and that definitely bodes well in her favor. As of right now, she's still in play for that, but we don't know if that's going to be the move that the Broncos make. However, with the transition plan, if Joe Ellis is on his way out after 2021, who might be in line to become the CEO? Could it be John Elway? I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos named John Elway as the CEO of the Denver Broncos. I'm certain that there's probably something there as a possibility that does make that a little bit more of a realistic possibility. Though John Elway did say this offseason, he's liking the fact that he can spend more time with his grandchildren. So you have to wonder, what is in store for the Broncos? Could Peyton Manning come into the administrative role, maybe as the president of football operations? Peyton Manning has said in recent media scrums that he's keeping an eye on everything. He's eyeing the situation. Obviously, he has a deal coming up with ESPN Plus where he and Eli Manning will call some games on a Monday Night Football alternative broadcast, not necessarily color commentary, but commentary of the game as it's happening, and they're going to bring on feature names. So that's something to keep an eye on. If, in fact, he were to become president of football operations, would that conflict with his contract? Would there be a buyout? I don't know. I wouldn't be counting on Peyton Manning at this point right now because he has some of these media things in the works for him and his family. But it's not something that we should throw out the window necessarily in the long term. There's still a possibility for Peyton coming into a front office role for the Broncos. We will have to see. But right now, if I had to put my money on it, I would guess and estimate that maybe John Elway might become the next CEO of the Broncos organization, or there could be a sports group that gets put together to help purchase the Broncos, even though they're not for sale, but maybe coming in and using that as an ownership tactic. I'm not sure. That's me talking out of my butt right now. But then again, we will have to wait and see Broncos country because we won't know throughout the entire 2021 season. Joe Ellis specifically stated yesterday that the Broncos, after the season, when the season is concluded, they will lay out all the details about a transition of power and a transition of ownership for the team. So Broncos country, we'll have to strap in, but we will have some clarity in the next year about the Broncos ownership situation and how it may impact the team in the short, the intermediate, and the long term. But with that said, that will conclude today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, here on your favorite podcasting platforms and audio format, not to mention here on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. But Broncos country, super excited for Broncos football to be back. Camp starts off today. We're going to have a recap of day one on tomorrow's episode of the show. Our good friend Sarah Bettinger is going to join me to discuss all things Broncos, break it down, day one of Broncos camp here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Until next time, I'm Cody Rourke, host of the show. We'll see you tomorrow.